Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Simon Estes. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm great. Hope you are the same.
I'm just wonderful and looking forward to coming to Atlanta.
Yes, that is this Sunday, October 27th. And your concert is at 3 o'clock at the high school. And a little bit later here, we'll tell people where to get tickets. And you need to get them now, let me tell you. Don't wait around. Well, Simon, you were born in Centerville, little rural town, not much wealth, not a whole lot going on in Centerville. But between your God-given vocal cords and all of your hard work, you became an international bass baritone opera singer. But before we get to your concert, your Roots and Wings concert, that's really what we need to talk about most. But I have a couple of maybe kind of silly questions to ask you. One, did you participate in sports in Centerville?
Yes, I played football, basketball, track, and baseball. All those sports I played. My best sport was probably basketball. I was very skinny and scrawny.
And tall.
And football, it kind of wiped me out. But anyhow, yes, I did play all the
yes.
sports.
Yes, well, when you're in a small town and have any talent, that means you're going to play all of those.
That's right.
And, you know, music, of course, has been your life. What are some of the memories as a very young child of music?
I would say first when I was introduced music to my mother and an older sister who had beautiful voices, and they both played the piano, so I had some music at home in our old beat-up upright piano. But then I first sang in church around 8 years of age, a solo. And then when I was in elementary school, I remember Ellen Clark was our music teacher, and she always had me at the front because of this God-given voice, which I didn't understand what it was at that time. And then when I was in junior high school, Don Gunnison, who was the high school choir director, invited me to come over and sing with the high school choir, and I would sing first soprano. And then I went to the University of Iowa, and Mr. Kellis, a voice teacher, heard me sing and said, "You have a voice to sing opera." So teachers have always been very influential in my life, including E.W. Fannin, who was the superintendent of all the schools. He called me over to his house one time. He said, "Simon, I want to tell you something." He said, "You're going to, you keep your nose to the grindstone and study hard, you're going to be somebody someday." And I had no idea what he was talking about. But all along the way, teachers were influential in getting me into music. And then Mr. Kellis, the one who was my teacher at the University of Iowa, heard me singing, said, "You have a voice to sing opera." He arranged audition for me at Juilliard School of Music. I got a full scholarship, and then started singing professionally in 1965 at the Deutsche Oper in West Berlin. And since then, I've just sung all around the world, and I thank God for the gift and the talent.
Mm-hmm. And all around the world for many presidents, kings, queens, and so on.
Yes.
But I understand you also have sung with people like Johnny Cash and some of those other folks.
Johnny Cash, Whitney Houston, John Denver, Ray Charles, I sang with a lot of the popular singers, a lot of people, you know, the young people know about. They don't know about my opera singer friend.
Right. Well, it says to me that you enjoy music of all kinds, and you are bringing that joy to Atlantic on Sunday. Simon, what are the goals for your Roots to Wings concert tour?
Well, the goal, of course, is to give scholarships to students in each county in which I sing. I sung 35 counties. You will be the 36th county, and I give 50% of my fee back to the foundation, and the student can apply for scholarships. And up till today, we've given 99 scholarships. And so that's the goal, is to sing in all 99 counties and help these young people. Because I was at the University of Iowa, was very, very poor, and scrub floors and clean toilets and everything. I always thought if I'd be blessed, I wanted to help students so it wouldn't be so difficult for them financially. So And the roots come because my roots are in Iowa. I was born in Iowa, and the Wings, so they help these young people so they can fly off and achieve the goals and professions that they want to have.
Mm-hmm. And you support those students, give motivation to those students in several other ways besides the scholarships.
Yes.
I understand you do a presentation auditorium following your concert on Monday?
Yes, always the next day at the concert, they have an assembly for all the high school students in the county. And then I talk to them and let them ask questions, et cetera. I talk a little bit about my background and then importance of education and principles and values, et cetera, et cetera.
What kind of questions do you get from students when you do those presentations?
You know, they're tremendously diversified. Sometimes students will even make comments and say, well, it would be a comment and a question, but how did you overcome all of the difficulties? And I will explain that to them, or they'll say, how many languages do you speak, or how many languages do you sing, or what is your favorite song, or what is your favorite opera? How difficult was it for you, or did you overcome the difficulty? They ask a variety of questions, and they're always extraordinarily interesting. Some will come and say, you know, I'd like to be an opera singer. What do I need to do to be an opera singer? So they're diversified.
Mm-hmm. And you continue then to help, maybe not somebody from Cass County, but maybe so. I understand, for instance, you work at Iowa State University and help some of those students who really want to go on into opera?
Yes. Along with the Roots and Wings tour, I bring young people to perform, with me many times in the counties. They get a chance to perform in a professional environment. And then I have a scholarship fund at Wartburg College. I'm a professor, and also at Iowa State University. And I give money to both of those scholarships to help finance it. But the students come to me many times for, you know, guidance and information and career, if they're interested in music, what they need to do, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And we need to mention, in this concert, as in many of the other concerts, another way that you inspire students is that you include them in the concert.
Yes, I certainly do. I include them in the concert, and of course, every county I sing in, they have a high school choir. If there's only one high school, if there's more than one, they form a high school county choir, let's call it, and they get a chance to perform for their local residents, and then I sing with them, of course, at the end of the concert, the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Oh, yes. Just a great rousing closure to your concert. What are a couple of the other favorites? Just mention a couple of the other favorite songs that you will be performing at this concert in Atlantic on Sunday.
Okay, well, I do a diversified program. I will sing something from Broadway musicals like Old Man River, You'll Never Walk Alone. I do some Negro spirituals like Every Time I Feel the Spirit. I will do a liturgical song, The Lord Is My Light, which is from the 27th Psalm. So what it is, I do a diversified program, hoping that I'll have something there that everybody will like.
Mm-hmm. Simon, I want to have you mention at least one of your other projects, because I know you have projects all over the world, but as I understand, one that you're working on now is prevention of malaria.
Right. Well, I wanted to help eliminate malaria in Africa. 90% of all the malaria deaths in the world are in sub-Sahara Africa. And when I sang in the grand finale concert at the World Cup about 3.5 years ago in Johannesburg, South Africa, and of course I have a school at Cape Town. So before I went up to sing, the moderator mentioned that 90% of all the deaths were in Africa. Every 30 seconds, a child dies, and 1 million children are dying every year. And all they need to have is a $5 net that has been treated with a chemical so that when the mosquito touches the net, it dies and therefore can't transmit the disease to somebody else. And so this has been heavy on my heart, and I believe that God has really called me to this mission. I thought, so what I'm going to try to do, I'm getting a lot of high schools, hoping as many as possible all around the state of Iowa, sell a CD that I made, Save the Children, Save Their Lives. The United Nations Foundation from Washington, D.C. contacted me. I flew out to D.C. They signed an agreement with me. They are involved in this cause. So we're going to do a big Christmas concert December 15th at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And I'm going to have a big, massive choir. In fact, I hope the choir also from your town will be performing with me. The governor and the lieutenant governor cleared their calendars. They're going to be there. The director of the United Nations is going to speak. We're going to have people from Africa speaking. It's going to be a concert like people say they've never seen before. It's going to be a complete Christmas concert. This big, massive choir, Joseph Junta, will conduct he's the conductor of the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra. He will conduct the youth orchestra. Jim Rohde, professor at Iowa State, the choral director, will conduct the choir. We hope to have a choir of a minimum of 1,200 high school students. I invite all of you to come.
And what is the date of that again?
December 15th.
Okay, right in the middle.
December 15th. At 3 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum, and all of the money that we collect for tickets will go to buy net, every single penny. I have sponsors who are sponsoring all the calls, like Toyota car dealer in Cedar Falls, Dan Deary, and Pioneer DuPont. They are sponsors and other people so that we can give all of the money that we make to buy net to save these children's lives.
Okay, so everybody can feel good about that. Just get in there and help with that. Quickly, we need to let people know where to get your tickets for this Sunday. Begins at 3 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. And Atlantic, Gady Insurance, Meyer Gross Real Estate, Rex Pharmacy, and, of course, the Cass County Memorial Hospital. In Anita at Maylander Law Office, Rusty Razor and Vicky's Cut and Curl. In Cumberland, Houghton State Bank, Griswold, Gady Insurance, Messina First National Bank, and Messina Public Library. in Lewis Public Library. Get your tickets now because we don't want to miss you, Simon.
And well, thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing your time this morning. We're looking forward to hearing you on Sunday afternoon.
I shall be there. Thank you very much.
Until next time, here's a thought. There is a giant asleep within every person. When the giant awakes, miracles happen.